you're intrigued by mystery, or you just like action or fantasy, you're in the right place. It's April 18th, 2024. Today we've got a new trailer for Velma Season 2, Transformers 1, an update about The Witcher, and a new adaptation of Old Boy. I'm Andrew Seco, and this is Sideshow's Pop Culture Headlines. WB Discovery released a new trailer for the second season of their series Velma. Here's a clip from the trailer.
My name is Velma Dinkley, and I caught my first serial killer. Did the experience change me? Yes. Being popular doesn't suck. Unfortunately, it has taught me nothing about teen romance.
You told Norval you loved him.
Do you really want to have a deep conversation about our feelings right now?
Yes!
You killed me, Norval.
My guilt is causing me to hallucinate!
Marijuana will cure them.
Zero side effects!
Oh, God!
A serial killer is targeting man!
If I don't solve this murder, who will?
Fred Jones, Spooky Stuff Hunter, is here. Yeah, I'm still doing that.
Season 2 of Velma premieres on Max on April 25th. Viacom and Paramount released the first official trailer for their upcoming animated film Transformers 1. Here's how Paramount describes the film. Transformers 1 is the untold origin story of Optimus Prime and Megatron, better known as sworn enemies, but once were friends, bonded like brothers, who changed the fate of Cybertron forever. In the first ever fully CG animated Transformers movie, Transformers 1 features a star-studded voice cast, including Chris Hemsworth, Brian Tyree Henry, Scarlett Johansson, Keegan-Michael Key, Steve Buscemi, with Lawrence Fishburne and Jon Hamm. They also launched the trailer in space, meaning that they launched the screen 125,000 feet above the Earth and then streamed the trailer. Here's Chris Hemsworth and Brian Tyree Henry discussing it.
Did you know, for the first time in the history of the world, a movie trailer has been launched into space, and it's not just any movie trailer. It's Transformers 1. Did you ever think that you'd see this day?
I mean, we're really the first movie trailer to be shot up in space.
Yeah, the very first one. That's why this movie is called Transformers 1.
That doesn't seem right, but you know what? I'll take it. It's fine.
Should be called Transformers First, shouldn't it? Transformers First.
I like the original title, but I don't...
With Transformers, we'll go with that. One.
Great.
Transformers 1 will premiere in theaters on September 20th. Netflix shared multiple big updates about their fantasy series The Witcher. First and foremost, they confirmed that production has officially begun on season 4. They released a video showing a large room with medieval-style portraits and chairs made for royalty. Each table has a script on it, and soon, each chair has an actor in it, including a seat with Liam Hemsworth. Liam is set to take over the role of Geralt of Rivia. Henry Cavill played the character for the first 3 seasons. The video shows us just how well Liam gets along with the rest of the cast, as he sings and jokes with everyone. But that's not the only big announcement. It's all in the caption of the video, which reads, "We're heading back to the continent. The Witcher Season 4 is officially in production, and Season 5 is coming to bring this epic series to a fitting conclusion." So the 5th season of The Witcher will be the final season of the Netflix series. There is no further news about The Witcher at this time. Lionsgate and Park Chan-wook are set to adapt the film Old Boy into an English-language series. The film itself is an adaptation of a manga written by Garon Tsuchiya. Here's how it's described. 10 years ago, they took him. He doesn't know who. For 10 years, he has been confined in a private prison. He doesn't know why. For 10 years, his only contact with the outside world has been a television set and the voices of his jailers. In time, he lost himself. He changed, transformed himself into something else, something hard, something lethal. Suddenly, one day, his incarceration ends, again without explanation. He is sedated, stuffed inside a trunk, and dumped in a park. When he awakes, he is free to reclaim what's left of his life, and what's left is revenge. Old Boy is an intense, bare-knuckled urban thriller in the tradition of Pulp Fiction and Payback, and is the manga that inspired the critically acclaimed 2003 film. The Old Boy film, directed by Chan-wook Park, was awarded the Grand Jury Prize at the 2004 Cannes Film Festival. In the film, he's only got 5 days to find his captor. We'll see how that translates into a series format. There is no further news about Old Boy at this time. When you hear that sound, it's the lightning round for the quick hits after the big news bits. A new episode of Star Trek Discovery premieres on Paramount Plus today. Come back tomorrow for the premiere of Roku's Spiderwick Chronicles. That's Sideshow's Pop Culture Headlines for April 18th, 2024. I'm Andrew Seco. For any more ad-free pop culture news and content, go to sideshow.com/blog. If you like this podcast, give it a good review or share it with a friend. As always, thank you so much for listening, and don't forget to let your geek side show.